CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CNN Network.
Yeah, man, that's a bummer. I generally don't have trouble with Amazon. I'm getting to like dealing with them because of it. I used to do my shopping with Walmart.com too, but they're getting stupid on their shipping costs and that, so I just deal with Amazon now. But, all right, I'll catch you here in a bit then for the nap. End 9 okay.
Okay, Mike. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. AC9HL. CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HL. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into Session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Information Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star connected and EchoLink connected and DMR connected. The All-Star node number is 635 952. The EchoLink node number is 193001, and the DMR top group number is 31146, and it's on the TGIF network. It's called the LPC ARC DMR top group. And this repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on the concrete tower, 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610K9JSI VHF FM analog located on the 300-foot tower near Summit Farm and Johnson Road, or at the corner of Johnson Road. And then last but not least, we have the 441.950.9LY UHF FM analog C4FM wires X connected located at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater with a negative 600 offset and a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater 146.610, negative offset, PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. And don't forget, ham.live is no longer. It is now called netcontrol.live, netcontrol.live. It looks exactly the same. I got to type this call sign in there. Looks exactly the same. The setup is the same. They have a video. I have not watched it, but they have a video telling you how to set up an account. The account is free. There is a chat that we can use to chat back and forth with each other. You can share pictures. You can share links. Pretty much anything any chat service will do, it can do. And I also use it for logging all the check-ins. So it's a very nice little program. Works very well. I highly recommend it if you want to chit-chat in the chat or just watch and see who's checking in. Again, it's free, and it's called netcontrol.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time mobile stations. Then I will go through the netcontrol.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net, loosely directed, but it is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question or even the radio and antenna you're currently operating or just a radio check if that's all you want. I'll do my best to give you an honest review of your signal. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right. In between the dropouts there, I could tell that was John, K9PGC, club vice president. John, you're not quite making the machine, but go ahead and give it another try. Do you have anything for the net?
I always jump. And I hope I can make it this way. I am in this moment. But, hello everybody, words, and everyone that feels it. Did have a blast of all, but I checked.
Okay, John, we thought about 70% of that. You're in and out, dropping it here and there. well, mostly dropping it. Heard you say, I believe you're in Michigan at the moment.
Harvard, Michigan, and at this point in time, I'm probably on.
Okay, you're Harbor, Michigan. I didn't quite catch exactly where you're at, but said you might be on low power there, and I imagine if you're bicycle mobile, it's probably not super easy to change the power, plus then it drains the battery even more. So I'll give you another chance there, John, but you're barely making it. Okay, John. The only thing that came through crystal clear was K9PGC at the end. Everything else was pretty broke up. So I that's one thing I forgot to do a field day was go up the tower, and I was going to bump down the squelch on the repeater. I have not done that. It's been the same setting for months. But I figure if I bump it down a touch, it helped with our squelch tail for sure. That's been all but eliminated. So I don't want to go down too low, but I could definitely take it down a notch, maybe two, and might help improve weak signals like yours tonight. So, John, thank you for checking in. Bicycle safely out there, and drink plenty of fluids, which I know you do, but it's nice to know that I reminded you. John, have a good night. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, and I'll take mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now. All right, I will now go to the netcontrol.live list, and we have one, KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net? Uh-oh, I'm not sure Hayden was ready for me to get to him that quick. Let's see if he's connected. Yeah, he's connected via All Stars. So, Hayden, KD9HAY, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, yeah, not sure. My note just dropped out, and I'm not transmitting, so. But no, I don't really have anything for the net tonight. Thank you for running the net. Hope everyone's having a great week. But other than that, we'll come back to Net Control. Maybe not even to
one. Okay, Hayden. I think it's one of those nights where the repeater does not receive very well. You were in there the whole time. Heard everything you said, but quite noisy. Definitely not as clear as the All-Star node. But while I'm thinking about it, anybody that has not received the newsletter that's a club member, check your spam, because I have not, I'm surprised I even got that newsletter out, to be honest. I've been that busy, but I have not found the service. I haven't signed up or whatever to send an email that won't go to spam. So it's coming from the LPCARC Gmail, and it could go to your spam. So I did send out a newsletter yesterday. So if you're a club member and you've given me your email, you should have a newsletter somewhere in your email. So look out for that. All right, Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And rubber side down, shiny side up if you're going to work tonight. So have a good evening. Okay, that completes the netcontrol.live list as I currently have it. So now we're going to go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero Foxtrot November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka. Beginning to the net.
This is Kilo Echo Niner.
This is Alpha Charlie Uniform India, Sarasota, LaPorte County.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian South End.
Okay, I think that's a good spot to stop. I have KC0FNE, KE9ALK, AC9UY, and N9YOU. And everybody, except for Brian and FNE, was a little bit noisy. So Thomas and Serafina, you guys are a little bit noisy. Apparently it's one of those nights where the repeater is not receiving so well. So keep that in mind when I do call on you. You might have to hold out an arm and a leg and maybe grab a golf club or something to get that signal to the repeater. KC0FNE, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE, not really. Still working on putting up my antenna mask. It's slow going, but I'm working a little bit on it every day in the heat, so yeah, it's coming along. That's all I've got.
Okay, Mike, yeah, you take it easy in that heat there. I know the feeling. I'm trying to put together one of those big wooden swing sets for my granddaughter. I started that Sunday afternoon at about 1, and I was off on Monday, and I got back out there Monday to work on it, probably about 11, somewhere in there. And I'm still not done. Not necessarily the heat was a problem. Did get a little bit of rain on Monday. That was a bummer. But only about 20 minutes worth. And, but yeah, those things are a pain in the butt. I didn't realize how hard they were to put together. And my wife's been helping me, thankfully. And maybe now she'll think about it before she buys something, what it's going to entail to put that together. So, Mike, I understand the frustration. You just want to get it done. But Mother Nature and other things get in the way. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And sounding good from Mishawaka over there. So, next on the list, we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net. Am I sounding better now?
Yeah, you have some static with you, but you sound better than you did the last time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on an HP, and I was moving around, and I forgot to hold still. For the net, I've been trying to pick up the space station. I tried to actually talk the other night, but I didn't make it in time and it went away again. I just got a new vehicle, a minivan, and I just finished running the coax in there, and somehow I disconnected my electric pack. So now I've got to figure out what I unplugged there. That's all I got. Back to net control, KE9ALK.
Oh, you got all kinds of projects going, too. Yeah, that satellite, it's kind of nice having a schedule, but it's also a pain in the butt if your light does not go in that schedule. And also check your fuses, because if you're playing around wiring and whatnot, you never know, you might have popped a fuse if you haven't done that already. For that door. Are you going to drill a hole right in the center of the roof and put a Bago antenna on there, or what's the plan for an antenna?
negative on the drilling of holes. No, it's just a diamond mag mount antenna, and I just stuck it towards the back of the van, and the SWR looks pretty good, and I'm just running it inside, and then I tucked it in through the roof headliner thing, and I run it through there nice and neat, but I must have run it across something, I don't know. Have to look further.
Oh yeah, that's not hard to do. If you wanted to unplug it, it would be a pain in the butt, but since you didn't want to, it was super easy. I'm sure it's going to work great back there on a magnet mount. That was the second option. If you can, get it as close to the middle of that van as possible. A bigger ground plane gets you out a lot farther. I noticed a lot of guys that have their antennas mounted in the center of their roof, which I do not. I'm not one of those guys. They work very, very well. They reach a lot farther than I do, so. But I'm sure it's going to work great, though. Still got a really good ground plane even at the back of the van. But if you had enough coax, and there's no reason that you don't want to, then I would put it closer to the middle. But if you can't, you can't. I'm sure it will work. All right, Thomas. Well, thank you for checking in. Good luck with that. Good luck with the satellite operation. Keep us posted on both. And have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next, we have AC9UI, Serafina. Do you have anything for the net?
AC9UI here. Hi, Kurt. In the net, no news for anyone, but I hope everyone enjoyed their 4th of July. And I hope everyone stays cool with the weekend.
Okay, very good, Serafina. When you were in there, you were rock solid, but every once in a while it kept dropping out. But we heard everything you said. I hope you had a happy 4th as well. I was pretty busy. We had to get together. I had to cook out, so I was grilling, which I don't mind doing when I am not rushing to hurry up and eat. When I can take my time and do it properly, I enjoy it. So I had my first corn on the cob this year, because we're down the road from Burek's, which you might be familiar with, and they have very good corn. Not as good this year, though, I noticed, which I thought was strange, but it was still good nonetheless. I'll get it again. But Serafina, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have N9YOU, Brian. Do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. And good evening to the net. This is N9YOU, and thanks for doing the net, Kurt. Well, really not too much. Yeah, just trying to survive the week in that. And, half the way it sounds, it might be a decent weekend. It just depends. Because I won't be able to go to Potato Creek, but I know some friends that are, so as far as I know, there will be people there. Other than that, we just can't wait to see everybody at the meeting next Monday. And Kurt, I'm still trying to get a hold of, Bill and I, a schedule so I can grab those flyers, but anyways, really not too much, just trying to relax a little bit before tomorrow. Monday, at the meeting. Back to you, Kurt. This is a 9YOU.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason in the middle of that, I think my mic gain's a little high. In the middle of that, you cut out for some reason, or the node did, I should say. But caught the gist of it there. And if you guys can't get together, have him, maybe I should email him, send me a copy, and I can print some out. So I don't have to print them here at home. I have a way. So I can print them out if you don't get any from him. I just need a copy, one copy, an email, and then I can get it done.
All right, yeah, no problem. Yeah, no, I want to get together with him anyway, so we were supposed to do it last weekend, but he had vehicle issues, so I kind of put an X on that. So, yeah, I'll get with him, but yeah, one way or another.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to help them out with that and have them there at the tailgate. Sounds like, I hear a lot of people talking about it. You know, maybe not me directly here, but I hear people that hear people, if that makes sense. So we should have a much larger turnout than last year. If we get 10 people more than we had last year, that to me, that's a win. But I have a feeling we might be... you never know. Knock on wood. I don't know if anybody heard that, but I knocked on wood. We made double. I don't know. I kind of called it there. But, all right, Brian. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounded good through the All-Stars there. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. That completes the list as I currently have it. If I did not call your call sign, that means I did not hear you. So please try again. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. We need to give her a call sign so I can check her in because she's insistent on most nights, most Wednesday nights. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
I want her.
Whoa, easy. We got you in there, Mike. Anybody else, please call now.
KI-9E, Mike from Monterey.
All right, we got three there, N9OKA, KI-9E, and 89GY. Pretty positive I got that right, because all I heard was Mike from Monterey, so... because KI-9E was talking at the same time, and he beat you, but I got you in there. N9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yes, I do, Kurt. I've got three articles.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'll finish with these other two gentlemen, and then we'll do your articles. How's that sound?
I'm ready when you are.
All right, I like it. I like it. We'll come back to you here in a minute there, Mike. KI-9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net there. Not too much to report here, Kurt. Looking through the latest QST magazine here, and it looks like the Huntsville, Alabama Hamfest is coming up here next month, August 21st through the 23rd. Looks like that might be interesting to attend one day. I've never been down there, but if anyone's vacationing or in the area or heading down south, they may want to think about taking in the Huntsville Hamfest. KI-9E, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim. Thank you for that update. And, if things didn't change around here the way they did financially, that was one of the ones I was thinking about trying to make a long weekend again, kind of like I did for Dayton. And go check that one out. I'd like to check out all the big ham fests. That's one of them. So, but maybe next year. All right, Jim. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have 89GY, Mike in Monterey. Do you have anything for the next?
Hey, Kurt, how you doing? 89GY here. Everything's okay. Nothing particularly new. They're working on these electric towers over here by me, and these are the ones they put in about 7-8 years ago. They got the guy with the helicopter up there and all that. And then on the ground, they got some giant bucket trucks. These things are huge, and the one says 230, I think it's 230 feet, I'm thinking. And I tried to figure out how tall these towers are, and I looked it up, and they're saying 100 and a quarter, but it sure looks taller than that. But I was hoping I could, you know, throw an antenna up on there while they're at it with the buckets and all that. So, but no, everything else is okay. It's been some beautiful weather, so good to hear everybody out there.
Chasing my foot pedal around. All right, Mike. Yeah, it's been a pretty nice week so far. I can't complain. Everything's been going well. I'm trying not to complain so much. I've come to realize I'm just a busy guy. So I just got to roll with it, right? But wouldn't that be cool if you get one of those bucket trucks to run a wire to one of those towers? Of course, you may not be on one of those towers, so maybe roll that bucket truck closer to the house, and you don't even have to be that close. You know, 230 feet, it could probably be 100 feet from your house and still put the antenna wherever you want it. Wouldn't that be cool? All right, Mike, well, you're sounding good from Monterey there, and thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and hopefully those guys out there aren't giving you too much trouble. Well, we'll turn it back over to N9OKA. Mike, go ahead with your articles. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening there, Kurt and everyone. First article up here, researchers create a space wall to weaken solar storms. I can't wait. Imagine for a moment if we could actually repel those severe solar storms that knock out our ability to communicate. Researchers at Boston University have already simulated that scenario with success. Researchers believe they have developed an effective line of defense against geomagnetic storms that would protect radio communications, GPS systems, electrical grids, and satellites from disruption. It's not quite a vaccination against storms, but it provides what the scientists are calling a bold line of defense. The system known as Stormwall has emerged from research and computer simulations by a Boston University team led by Associate Engineering Professor Brian Walsh. Using computer modeling, the researchers said they have found a way to fortify Earth's natural magnetic defenses against geomagnetic storms by deploying a half dozen spacecraft in geosynchronous orbit. The six spacecraft would be used to release sodium, calcium, lithium, barium, and other materials into space for ionization by the sun, creating an artificial cloud of electrically charged plasma. Writing in the journal Space Weather, the team said that process would slow the storm's rate of penetration into our planet's magnetic shield, reducing its power by more than 50%. Stormwall, of course, resides only in theory at the moment, but the researchers believe it shows promise globally. They said the risk of contamination from the released chemicals would be insignificant because solar wind would disperse the material within several hours, preventing any entry into Earth's atmosphere. Now for the DMR radio operators out here. As DMR radio grows more popular each year, the registry in charge of users' ID numbers has launched a verification process that it hopes will ultimately avoid a shortage of available numbers. Put it out. faced with managing a finite universe of digital radio ID numbers, the Global Registry, radioid.net, has begun contacting users to verify their assigned IDs. An announcement on the registry's website said that the verification process, which began on the 1st of July, is expected to lead to the deactivation of ID numbers from account holders who do not respond to emails sent to them annually on the anniversary of an account's creation. Ultimately, deactivated IDs will be marked for removal from the database and will then become available for reassignment to new users. For more details about this process, you can read a notice that's posted at radioid.net. And that's radio, and then capitalized ID.net. Capital R, radio, capital ID.net. And finally, if you're planning to chase any of the stations competing in the World Radio Sport Team Championship, you may qualify for one of the competition's Chaser Awards. And that's World Radio Sport Team Championship, if you're trying to get one of their awards. Awards will be given for contacts made between the 11th of July at 1200 UTC and the 12th of July at 1159 UTC. Chasers may work each WRT station once per band and mode. For details, see this link. And that's www.wrtc2026.org. And that's it for my articles. Thanks, Kurt. 7-3s, everybody. Back to net control.
Okay, I just shared that in the chat. Hopefully it worked. I typed it out as you said it. Let me see if it works. Oh, it sure did. WRTC 2026. There we are. And also, Hayden, if you're not looking at the chat, I put in a link for our APRS Digipeater. Kind of give you an idea of what we're working with there. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for those articles. Very interesting stuff. I look forward to everybody's information that they like to put on the net. And I like hearing different things. So, and I've been hearing that about the DMR numbers. They are running out, so they're going to start checking on inactive numbers. So if you have DMR and you don't want to lose it, I would start using it from time to time at least, you know. Check into some nets or something. There is a statewide net. I think it was last night. KI9E, Jim, did you check into that one last night? Am I correct? Was that on Tuesday? And I can't remember the time either. 3118, statewide, Indiana statewide. Jim?
KI9E, yeah, I checked in there last night, Kurt, on, through the Porter County 440 machine. Their DMR machine, that's correct. I think it's 3118. And there were stations checking in from all over the state of Indiana there. It's pretty cool. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim, thank you for that. I called you because I figured you just getting into it. You might have been on there. I knew there was a net, and I couldn't remember if it was last night. I actually was out, I don't know what time it was, I think usually around 7 is the nets, I believe. Did you say the time? What time was it again, Jim?
I believe that's correct, 7 p.m.
Okay, my apologies if you said it already. But yeah, I was out until almost dark, so yeah. Didn't even think about turning on the DMR. But as Jim said, there is a Valparaiso repeater, that's DMR, That's connected to all the Indiana stuff. So it's not worldwide, technically. I mean, even though anybody can connect to the Indiana statewide, but... so yeah, check that one out. It's 442, I'm turning on a radio that should have it here. Yeah, 442.250. Of course, this is not a DMR radio, but I had it programmed in because it used to be an analog repeater. But 442.250, if you have a DMR, you need to put that in your code plug, and that way you can use that repeater. Works very well. All right, Mike, again, thank you for those articles. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. All right, we'll do another call before I get to the information part of the net for general check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, I think everybody's busy tonight. Good things. That's okay. We'll go to the information part of the net. Area net. Aries District 1, serving Lakes, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater 462.700. Positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. I'm probably going to add that DMR net on here, too, for anybody that might be interested. Indiana District 1 Skywarn. So it's a different net, but Indiana District 1 again. Monday night net on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Negative offset, PL tone of 173.8. Again, 173.8. And that's serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. Speaking LaPorte County area hams / storm spotters, Indiana District 1 Skywarn, spring is coming, and with that severe weather, which we've already witnessed plenty of, LaPorte County, well, spring has already passed. I need to update that. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9IAA repeater 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you are looking for a Skywarn class, just keep an eye out on the website. I really got to get a link on there. Train spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky. Remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. Yeah, I think that's a little too strict. Of course, if it's spinning, you want to call it in. But you don't want to call in, hey, it's raining here, we have thunderstorms here, it's windy here. No, they want stuff like damage, hail. They like to hear about hail. Of course, anything spinning that shouldn't be spinning. But they don't want to hear, there's a lot of lightning here, and I'm getting rain. They don't want to hear that. That's not helpful. So please keep that in mind. I know everybody, myself included, want to just jump in there and be a part of it, you know, and say, hey, this is what's happening here. Just want to let everybody know I'm here. Just check in. They know you're there. And then wait for anything to report. That's what I do. I check in, let them know that I'm listening, and then just wait. If I get some hail, then I'll report it. If I get other things, I'll report that. But fortunately, I have not had to report anything, so that's good. That's a good thing. Anyway, off my soapbox. AC9HO Net Control. Let's see. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net. The first Saturday of every month here on the 146970 repeater I missed the last one, 4th of July. I was actually getting ready to start grilling, so completely forgot about it until I heard the sirens. Net control opens at 10:30 a.m., sirens at 11 a.m. Please check in with net control Dave, W9DLP, 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. So he'll be on at about 10:30 every first Saturday of the month. The next siren test will be August 1st. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, weekly on the air net on the K9DEW repeater at 147.330 positive offset, 131.8 BL tone. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on the K9DEW repeater. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9HEX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 BL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 BL tone. We also have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 BL tone. And then last but not least, we have the LPCARC Information Net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on the 146970 W9LY repeater. This is an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. All right, I do have some hamfests to announce. Of course, I have to start with the one that's coming up here very, very soon, July 18th, 2026, the second annual Tailgate Hamfest, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra $5. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or set up out of the back of your car or truck. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146.610.131.8 and 146.970.131.8. Negative offsets on both. The location, the address, is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. It's underneath the big concrete tower. Visit the opcarc.org for updates and more information. Sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. And we'll go in order of when they are happening. Elkhart East Hamfest, Saturday, August 1st, 2026, 9 a.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. Eastern at the Northern Indiana Event Center. The address is 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana, 46514. More details available on the website at elkharteasthamfest.com. The Northern Indiana Event Center is a state-of-the-art convention facility located at the MHRV Hall of Fame in Elkhart, Indiana, Toll Road Exit 96. Indoor, 20,000 square feet, amateur radio, hobby electronics, and more convention, 150 flea market, table flea market of retail and consumer vendors, ham radio license exams for all classes, $9 admission, includes discounted admission to the RV Hall of Fame, $15 per table, $20 on the day of the event, includes 120 volts or 220 volts electric service, one free admission per vendor, children under 14 free, talk-in, K9DEW Mishawaka repeater, 146.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Additional reservation info at Elkhart Hamfest at gmail.com. Again, that's at the Northern Indiana Event Center, August 1st. All right, and then we have, last but not least, the Amateur Radio Association of Newton County, Indiana Communication Ham Fest on Saturday, August 15th, 2026. Setup is 6 a.m. Doors open at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. It's at the Christ Presbyterian Church. The address is 7416 East 109th Avenue in Winfield, Indiana. Hourly raffle prizes, VE testing, food will be available. Cost is $5 each. Admission in advance, see website or at the entrance, so $5 to get in. Vendor list will be on the website as soon as information becomes available. Tables are $10. For updates and prepay information, visit ARANCIRADIO.com. There is a phone number on the flyer. If you want to check out the flyer, the talk-in is on 145.330, negative offset, PL tone of 131.8. The website is Aranci, A-R-A-N-C-I, radio.com, A-R-A-N-C-I, radio.com. All right, club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be July 13th, this coming Monday. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We have had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. So if you have something you want to share, let us know, and we'll make some time for you at one of the meetings. If you want to show us a project, talk about something that and teach us something, that would be great. Ooh, got a tickle. Had to cough. Membership dues can be paid online at the lpcarc.org website. And once you get there on the left side, you'll see club membership. Click on that, fill out the form, and then click the pay online button. Club breakfast. Come to our club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. And the Sugar Bowl restaurant is still in the process of finding a new location. So once that happens, the first Saturday breakfast will be postponed until that happens. And once it does happen, we will announce it here. Potato Creek Boda. As Brian mentioned earlier, there should be some guys out there this Saturday. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or learn more about Boda and or radio, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. Starts between 8 and 9 a.m. Eastern, and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, you can get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater or visit their website, which I highly recommend, potatocreekportable.org. Potato Creek Portable, all one word, .org. And like I've said before, they have a very active Discord, and they have a link on their website to sign up for that Discord, so definitely check that out. All right, weather at a glance tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68, southwest wind around 5. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 84, west wind around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 66, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Friday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80, calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Friday night, 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64, north wind 5 to 10, becoming light and variable in the evening. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. Sunday, Sunday is sunny with a high near 84, Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 65, and Monday to start your week sunny with a high near 86. All right, that's all I have at the moment for information. So now I will call for general check-ins. This is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
Kilo Echo Niner, Bravo, Bravo, Bravo.
N9OKA, comment.
N9VSN.
KF9WW.
All right. I got KE9BBB. I got N9OKA with a comment, N9BSN, and KF9WW. We'll go in the order how I got it. So KE9BBB, Josh, do you have anything for that?
No traffic tonight. Thanks for doing this. Net tonight, Kurt, and hope everybody has a good night. That's all I got for you. KE9BBB, I'll be clear.
Okay, Josh, very good. Yeah, I don't know if it's the repeater. I didn't hear it when it got the key, but a lot of flutter, or not quite static, but some flutter in the background on your signal. Maybe I have it on mine, too. I don't know. Could be nothing, but maybe check some connections and things like that just in case. Unless you're on an HD, then it's probably just that.
I'm on the 705, but I'll check it. But yeah, that's all I got. Really, nothing much going on right now for tonight right now. So I'll turn it over back to Nitro.
Okay, Josh, yeah, you sound perfect. I just got that little and then it stopped in the middle of your transmission, and then it started to come back as you were signing off. So, could be nothing, could be atmospheric, might not be anything at all. Just wanted to point that out there. All right, Josh, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, N9OKA with your comment. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just checked it out a minute ago. Nothing's going on, but last few days I've been hearing, I don't know if it's the repeater out of Illinois or what, on the K9 JSI machine, and I wonder if you need to check the tail squelch on that repeater as well.
Well, since I'm not, have not been on the radio much, are you hearing like it was on here where it was a loud at the end, loud and long, or, yeah, just describe to me what you're hearing exactly. Is it while the repeater's keyed up or after somebody unkeys?
Sounds to me like somebody's having a cue, so sounds like a conversation going on just for a second.
Yeah, I get that, but does that happen, at the end of somebody else's transmission?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. It's probably just a band opening, so there might not be anything I can do about that, because it's probably on the same frequency. I know there's a repeater, I want to say, somewhere around, it's in Wisconsin, I can't remember exactly where. I don't think it's Milwaukee. Oh, I can't remember exactly. People have probably yelled at the radios, it's here. But it is on the same frequency, and I'm guessing that's probably what you're hearing. And with band conditions being good, probably not a lot we can do about that.
Okay. I was thinking duct tape, but all right.
Right? Yeah, fixes everything. So I'm not even sure. I'd have to look if they're even on the same PL tone. I can try bumping up the squelch just a tick. I don't want to go too far because I don't want to do the same thing I did to this repeater. So so maybe I'll do a tick at a time and see what happens. So next time, maybe tomorrow, we'll see how things go. I'll, because that one's easy to get to. I don't have to make a trek up. So maybe I'll stop in there tomorrow and just give that button a quick push. And then you can let me know if it does anything, good or bad. So if it's cutting people off, we don't want that either. You know, people that normally get in with no problem, we definitely don't want to cause any issues there.
Makes me wonder if I should have said anything, but that was an issue out here a couple days ago anyway. N9OKA back to net control.
Oh, no. No, I like the feedback, especially considering I'm not listening, so I'm glad you let me know. As a matter of fact, anybody that wants to email me, because you can't get a hold of me on the radio, which is a bummer, there's a couple ways. You can email my personal email, which is kurt@ac9ajo.com, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango at ac9ajo.com, or you can also email repeater trustee at lpcarc.org. I think it's repeater trustee. I gotta look. I don't remember now. Yes, that's what it is. Repeater trustee, all one word, at lpcarc.org. That is on the newsletter. Again, I want to mention it since I brought up the newsletter. I sent out a newsletter yesterday, so if you are a paid member and I have your email, you should have got a newsletter. Now, when I got my first newsletter a few weeks ago, as all of you did, it went to my spam. So check your chunk or your spam folder because it could be there. So there is a way around that, and I'm working on that. I just haven't got there yet. I just wanted to get it published so that everybody had it before the meeting. So I did it the Gmail way, and unfortunately it goes to your spam. So keep an eye out for that. If it did go to your spam, put that email in your contact list, and it won't go to your spam anymore. All right. Thanks for that, Mike. Keep me informed for sure. Next on the list, we have N9BSN. Paul, do you have anything for the net?
Well, Kurt, no, not necessarily for the net. Just kind of surviving the fact that Paul's asleep. That's why I'm late checking in. I'm about to go out here and finish the lawn, and I have an interesting situation with a house next door with GQ Eddie's. There is a huge collapse in part of the foundation. It's like a 6-foot gap. Please turn the timing out. And the owners are, I guess they live in Europe or something like that. So we notified the building commissioner, but they said that they were going to have a conference happen, but there literally is a sinkhole adjacent to the building where the concrete has fallen in, and then the brick attached to the house has collapsed as well. So if you hear the house collapse,
all right, Paul. Well, be careful around that because, you know, sinkholes, they're a lot bigger than what they look at first. They can expand. Hopefully it doesn't get anywhere near your foundation. Hopefully it stays on their side of the property line. And hopefully everybody stays safe. But, yeah, we'll keep an eye out on the news and see if we hear anything. But like I said, hopefully you don't have to mow anywhere near that. And yeah, my wife, bless her heart, went out and weed-eated for me today. and she came in and fell right asleep after doing that. So I don't blame her. I don't blame anybody for falling asleep after working in this heat. Hasn't been too bad, really, the last few days, but everybody's different. Affects everybody different. So I was out in it during those really, really hot days. Boy, oh boy. Nobody should be in that. So, but all right, Paul. Well, thank you for checking in. Be safe. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week. And you were in there pretty rock solid. You did fade out one time, but for the most part, sounded really good. Next on the list, we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Not too much. Finishing up all my procedures in Chicago and finish out this week Friday. Hopefully I won't have any more for a while. I did get some discouraging news. My FTDX-10 started exhibiting an issue with the firmware update screen would pop up, and it wouldn't let you do an update. So I contacted JSU, and they said there is a select few of the FTDX-10s that have a problem with a specific chip that they are aware of, and they will take care of it, no cost. I don't even have to pay for shipping either way, but I'm without my favorite HF rig right now, so that had to be sent off. But, so in the recouping time that I have, now I have to sit with some of the other ones, which I'm not out any HF rigs. I have plenty, but it's just the point of that one, and that was the newest one and the most expensive one. So anybody that has that might be aware of it in case you start having issues with that firmware advisement that pops up on the radio. And that's all I've got. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Mike, yeah, thank you for that information. I don't have one of those, but I was going to say, if you didn't have a radio, I got a couple here you could borrow. Lightly used, and you might know them very well. But, yeah, I figured you'd be covered. But, yeah, well, at least they're making good. You know, they're going to make it right. And hopefully that problem will be fixed. I'm just surprised you got a hold of anybody at JSU. Maybe they finally got past whatever it was during our repeater issue and got everything resolved, and they're answering phone calls and emails and whatnot. So hopefully it's a very quick turnaround for you, and maybe have it back by the time I get to your house to set up that Wires X. I have not forgot. It's going to happen. Just whenever we're both ready, that's for sure. I'll hand it to you for any comments, and then we'll move on with the rest of the net. AC9HO net control.
Okay, Kurt. Well, the way I feel right now, I'm not in any hurry to do any extraneous activities. But I spoke to one of the tech guys, assistant lead tech or whatever, gentleman by the name of Jim Factor, and he assured me that they would be taking care of it. 15 to 20 days is the average turnaround time once it's assigned, so I'm hoping it won't be too long, sometime the end of the month maybe, and it should take care of that. And, yeah, it's just a one of them things. You get everything set up the way you'd like it, and you figure, well, if I got to be immobile for a while, I might as well enjoy playing radio and then have that go away. So, but, yeah, I've got plenty of other stuff to play with here. So, thanks, NAN We'll get to it when we get to it. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Mike. Yeah, I had a feeling now was too early, but we'll get there for sure. After July 18th, I don't think I have any more radio club-related events going on until February, so that's one thing off my list. And I'm hoping to have that swing set done this weekend. And that'll be another big thing off my list, and my granddaughter will be happy, and I'll be happy that my granddaughter's happy, you know, just it snowballs after that, so. Mike, you get to feeling better, rest and relax, and play whatever radio you can play, and sounds like you can keep going, just can't play with your favorite radio. But have a good evening, and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, that completes that list. Let's do the swap and shop. I will now open swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, trade, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
CMN Network, 220.
All right, swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net. My voice is doing something weird tonight. My apologies. I do have whiskey here, and I'm sipping on it, but it ain't helping. But anyway, swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net. I will now take general check-ins, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all. Please call now.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
I just wanted to let you know that in my junk mail at the top of the list was your newsletter. So, yeah, I got it, but it was in my junk mail.
Okay, good, good. Make sure you and anybody else that gets it in your junk mail, I want to say you can probably right-click on the lpcarc@gmail.com, right-click on it and add it to your address book, contact list, whatever it is on your computer. Everybody's different, you know. Try to somehow put that in your contact list or address book. That way, any emails that come from that address will not go to your spam moving forward.
I'll try to do that. M9OK, back to net control.
All right, if you're not sure how to do it, ask somebody or YouTube it. If you're using, let's say, Outlook, you know, YouTube, save contact in Outlook or something like that. Or if you're using Gmail, you can YouTube that as well. That way you can get that saved and start doing that for any emails that go to your spam. I check my spam almost daily because I get all kinds of emails like when I'm making contacts when I do get to play radio and somebody sends me their QSL card. A lot of times it goes to my junk folder. So I check it daily because of that. Actually, I just had two of them because I did play some FT8 a couple nights ago and I had two of them that sent me their QSL cards via email, and I didn't get it because it went to my spam. So, public announcement, check your spam or junk folders daily. All right, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Or at least check it weekly. So, I believe... almost everybody that checked in tonight, I think, not everybody, but a lot of you are members, and all of you I think I have emails for, and so if you have not received it, it's probably in your spam. So as another announcement, just in case anybody just came in, if you are a current member, 2026 Club member, newsletters, it's the second one ever, well, for me, not the second one for the club, because K Ken and 9ZIP used to do the newsletters and did a wonderful job, but he's no longer doing that. And we went many years without newsletters, so I decided we need a newsletter, and I think everybody's going to like it. I'm using AI to help me create the newsletter, so what I do, let me reset the repeater. What I do for, like, July newsletter, every week, like when we did the tower cleanup back in June, I typed into AI, these people were there, we did some cleanup, whatever, very basic stuff. And then the next event we had was Field Day, same thing, put in the people, downloaded some pictures, uploaded it to AI, put some captions for each picture. In a nutshell, I didn't have to do a lot because then I told AI, write my July newsletter. It asked me a few questions, I answered, and voila, that's the end product. And AI created all the pictures. I tried to get a better picture of a pan adapter. That was the best I could do without taking up a lot of room on the paper. And I kind of like it. It may change here and there. I may change the background, the headers, footers, whatever. Just playing around, see what we like best. And even the name could change. Right now it's called the Round Table, right? Round Table, I think it is. Yeah, that might change too. You never know. But AI does some things. It makes things pretty easy. All right, enough of that. Again, Swap and Shop is open. Comments, questions, general check-ins, anything at all, please call now.
Question?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim, with your question.
Hey, Kurt, just curious. Just wondering if the W90I repeater can automatically connect to the Indiana statewide DMR net on Tuesday nights at 7. I don't know if that's possible with the current configuration up there or not, but just a thought there. Go ahead.
Now, you got me thinking. I don't think so. Let me look into that. That might not be a bad idea. But let me look into that, because I know the talk group is connected, because in order to do that, I might have to disconnect the talk group, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club talk group, and plus the 3118 is on the Brandmeister network, and the 31146 is a TGIF network, so it's a little bit different. You know, honestly, Jim, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that and see if we connect to different DMR talk groups. That would be interesting.
Okay, just a thought there, Kurt. I thought I'd throw that out there for possibility there. KI-90, thank you.
Yeah, and that'd be a good way for people that do not have DMR to kind of get their toes wet. I tell you this, though, and Jim can attest to this. Anybody that's thinking about DMR, if you're not computer savvy or very comfortable on a computer, you can do it. I'm not saying nobody can do it. It's very complicated until you actually understand it. And it can take days to fully understand it, if not longer. But there's always also people out there that could program it for you, but then if you have any issues, you're not going to know how to fix it, that kind of thing. But wouldn't you agree, Jim, that anybody can do it, but you better be prepared for some sit-down, sit-in-front-of-your-computer time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's definitely a learning curve with DMR versus, like, the ASUS System Fusion. But there are some really, really good YouTube videos on
how to set things up, especially from the BridgeCom folks out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're going to buy a DMR because you're just starting out, I mean, yeah, you can get cheap DMRs. But if you go a little bit more and go to that BridgeCom and buy one of their radios and one of their packages, they do tend to make it a little bit easier to get on the air. Now, Jim, you didn't have much luck with that code plug, that super code plug that they sold with your radio, did you?
Nope, I didn't even attempt to try to load it or anything. I just watched the video they had on YouTube and followed the instructions and just try to go step by step. You know, put in your frequencies, your talk groups, your zones and what have you, your color codes and all the other kind of things you got to do for DMR. And just kind of set that up on the port accounting machine on my end.
Okay, very good. I just got a visit from my granddaughter. Didn't know she was here. I'd be curious now that you have a more understanding of what's entailed. I would almost have to try that super code plug just to see what's in there. And I wonder if it's current enough to have the Valpo repeater, since that is a fairly new DMR repeater. And I don't know if that code plug will update itself once you start playing around with it or how that works. But yeah, I'd be interested in checking it out and see how they do it versus how you did it, or in my case, how I did it. I would be kind of curious.
Yeah, it's not too terrible. If you just follow the videos, take your time, you can get on there pretty easily.
Yep. I don't want to scare anybody away, but I also want people to realize that you better be prepared. Have yourself, and Windows computers is probably your best bet, too, because I think I finally got my GD88 to connect to my, actually, I think it's connected, I got connected to my Mac with a software that's not made by Radiodity, and it worked fine, worked great, so that's nice, but I even have a Linux computer that I had problems connecting it to for some reason. It just didn't want to work. Didn't want to see the radio. So if you have a Windows computer, that's your best bet. Anyway, enough with DMR. But I will look into that, Jim, and see if that's something we could do. All right. Swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, check-ins, AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
Question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I got to ask, the DMR, is that where you pay $35 for a license or not?
No, sir. That's GMRS that you're thinking of. You pay for that family license. No license. You already have the license. It's an amateur radio mode. It's a digital mode, like your FT70 does C4FM, or you call it Wires X, but Wires X is not the digital mode. That's just a way to get on the internet. But anyway, we won't get into that. But DMR is just another digital mode that only DMR radios can access, which is a very wide variety of radios, unlike Yaesu, where you have to have a Yaesu radio. DMR, there's many brands. You got Radiodity, you got TYT, you got, I'm going to miss a bunch. You got BridgeCom, Kenwood, I think. I think Kenwood moved to D-Star. I could be wrong on Kenwood. Elinco does DMR, or has DMR radios. So yeah, it's just another digital platform, and it's a whole different world than Yaesu, Wire.
That may be what Jonathan got involved with. I don't know that he saw it all the way through or not. But, okay, thanks. Send 9OKA.
Yeah, DMR stands for something. I can't remember. I can't remember what it stands for now, but I mean, it's a just a different digital mode that some say sound better than all the rest, and some say Yaesu sounds better than all the rest. You know how it is. Everybody has their preference. But like Jim said, there is a lot of neat stuff on there. A lot of different talk groups to go to. Worldwide talk groups, kind of like KC-wide, but it's more worldwide, just as busy as KC-wide. I think KC-wide even links to DMR, so you can have a DMR radio and get into KC-wide. So, yeah. So, anyway, good question. Anybody else? Swap and shop, comments, questions, general check-ins, anything at all. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity to cut it off here. That way I can go out and visit for a little bit before they leave. This concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Information Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators who checked into the net this evening. We had 13 check-ins. Not too bad for a beautiful night like tonight. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, Net Control. Clear at 8:28 p.m. Central Time, 73. Have a good evening, everybody.
Well, I thought we had more than 13. Mercy.
Hey, a night like tonight, I'll take it. It's beautiful out there. Still, well, it's not sunny anymore, but still light out.
Why am I having trouble breathing?
I don't know, she keeps saying air quality, so maybe. Yeah, I can see they're changing things on this Net Control Live. I wish they'd get that auto scroll to work, but it looks a little different. It's pretty cool. All right, I'm going to say 73. Have a good evening, Mike. AC9HO.
73, Kurt. Yeah, go off. Go play with the grandkids for a while. That sounds cool. We'll catch you later. AC9HO and NOKA. KF9WW and NOKA.
KF9WW,
good night,
Mike.
Good evening, Mike. AD9GY and NOKA. Any other mics out there? Let's get the mic net going.
89GY.
I'm calling for you, 89GY. Wake up.
I believe I doubled with you.
Well, shame on you. Or shame on me, one or the other. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. Just trying to not lose my head here. Mom's going away on vacation Friday for a week, so that's nice. So I got a vacation too. And then next Thursday, that choo-choo train's going to be back in Knox, big boy, so I'm going to go and see that. And then I'm going to try to make it up on Saturday to the, the tailgate ham fest for a little while. Probably have to take Ma, she'll be back by then, and we'll see how that all goes.
What time is it on Thursday?
Here in Knox, it will be at 12:30 Central Time. They're supposed to do what they call a half-hour whistle stop. They're going to pull in at 12:30, stay for a half hour.
I wrote that down. I don't know if I can make it or not, but I might try anyway. I Yeah, we'll see what happens. Did you say it was Thursday?
Thursday the 16th, 12:30 Central Time. Right there at the tracks, right at 35, right down in Knox there. It'll be cool, man. I want to go see it. It truly is a choo-choo train, you know, the steamer.
That's somewhere around 25 miles from me. I might try and make it over there. We got the old steam show in Heston about half the distance. I could go there, too. Go take a ride.
Yeah, everything else is going pretty good. I started getting in my mind that I should get a different antenna and put it right up where this other one is here. You know, it'd be nice to get it up on top of the tower, but I could put something else on top of my little offset thing that I made.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it would hurt either if you mounted that antenna to a 10-foot pipe or a mass pipe and mount it up there. That gets you up higher.
Well, that's what I have. You know, I've got, I made two offset pipes out of 1-inch conduit, and I got a 10-foot conduit going up, and that's where my antenna is attached to. And those offsets are attached right to my TV tower. It was a TV tower, anyway. But that's because I can work right off the roof right there. To get it up any higher, that's another story. But I can't put another 10-foot section on there, no way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, I figured 10-foot would be okay. But, yeah, get you a... Oh, man. I'm drawing a blank now on my antenna. I like it. I push it whenever I can. I just can't remember the name of it at the moment.
Talking about the tram?
Yep, that's what it is, the tram. They have two models, a 4-footer and an 8-footer. I have the 8-footer.
Yeah, you see, the way I did that, I made those offset pieces, and then I got my 10-foot piece, you know, up there. And that's, at the very top of that is my antenna. So whatever I get, it can't be too big, because that's not going to be strong enough to hold up a real big antenna, you know.
I got 20-foot of mast and an 8-foot long antenna. That's what I have.
What kind of mast do you have, and do you have any guidelines on it?
No guidelines. I'm using the upper rails for a chain link fence. You buy them at Menards. They're 10 feet 6 inches each.
Okay, that's right. I remember you told me that. Now, what happens with the wind? You got 20 feet of mast and an 8-foot antenna. What happens?
Nada. They've done fine. I've got two antennas like that. I got a Moonraker and a tram. And both of them have held up for a year now. It's maybe over a year or close to it. They've held up fine in the wind.
So how do you have the 20-foot section of, you know, the mast? How do you have that attached? Where is it attached?
I have a clamp made by RCA that's made just for attaching a mast to the side of your house. I got that at Lowe's. I'm pretty sure I bought it at Lowe's. I bought the pipe at Menards. Maybe I bought the clamp at Menards too, but yeah, it's comes with a couple small leg bolts. Bolt that into the house, and then it's got front and back to secure a pipe. And I don't think I have anything at ground level. I just got it stand on the ground.
now, I understand. So, how wide are those pieces that attach to the house? I mean, is it sticking out about a foot from the side so you can get your masts up there? You can't hit the overhang, right?
I got it. I'm pretty sure it's mounted to the overhang, to the facial, because it's only about 5-6 inches long. It only comes away from the wall about 5 or 6 inches. I know it's, I don't have it mounted to the side of my house. It's mounted to the, I don't know if they call it the fascia, I think.
Yeah, so it's only, you got to have more than one mount on it though, right? So you got, part of it is attached to the fascia, and then where's the other one going?
CMN Network, MI3.
I'll have to go out and look at it, but I don't recall of a second mount on the tram. The other one is attached to my deck. So I have two there. That's the way they come in. MRCA mounts come in a package of two. I have two mounts mounted to a... to the side of my deck, to the hand railing, and the support beams for my deck. And then it's clamped down to the 20-foot mast pipe and the antenna then.
Okay, I'm getting it now. You got one on the deck, or two on the deck, and then one up at the fascia. Okay, I see.
I'd have to go look and see if I got more than just one holding the tram up. But I think it's just one holding the tram up and then buried in the ground a little bit at the bottom.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyways, that's what I was thinking. But who knows? I try to think all the time, but that never stopped me. WW, is there?
KF9WW. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. I got my grandkids over, so I'm kind of in and out.
Okay, well, that's nice then. That's good. Yeah, I heard your tale of woe about your FTDX-10.
Yeah, it surprised me. I was planning on going to use it in my convalescing time, and it didn't work, so I had to get it packaged up and sent off to California, so I'm hoping it gets back before too long. I'm expecting it sometime the end of the month, so...
Well, I think one good thing is that they know what the issue is already, so they know, they're going to know what to do.
Yeah, I didn't even have to finish explaining what it was. I started out by saying I got a warning screen that my firmware needed to be updated. He says, that's the same or I know what it is. So... That means that they had a foreknowledge of what to expect. So he said, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. It won't cost you anything. We'll send you a shipping label and everything. All you got to do is take it to FedEx or whoever, or we can have them come and pick it up. So I said, no, I'll take it to them. That way I can have them. I paid for an extra box to put it in.
Yeah, that's good then. All right. So I heard you said you got to do some more. You got to go to Chicago yet?
Yeah, I had to be there yesterday all day, another procedure, and Friday I have to go again for hopefully the last one for a while. So. then I plan on doing nothing but kicking back, eating ice cream, and playing radio.
Well, all the best to you. I'm sure it'll be fine. And ice cream and radio, huh?
The ice cream was just an afterthought. It doesn't sound bad. The tube they shove down your throat gives you, a good long standing sore throat for quite a while.
It doesn't sound especially pleasant. Ice cream it is.
That freaked me out when it happened to me. I couldn't talk. What am I going to do?
Yeah, that in your case, that'd be devastating.
No kidding. I was wanting a glass of water to drink so bad. I just kept tipping my hand. They'd say pretty soon.
Well, you got other radios to play with.
I was going to tell WW I got an HF over here. I'll loan you if you don't have another one.
That's
the life came in. So if you ask me a question, I didn't hear it.
You get out there.
Boom! What a collision.
Okay. Well, the wife came in and asked me a question, so if you asked me something, I didn't hear it.
No, I was just saying that I had heard you talking earlier that you have other HF units.
Yeah, I was going to loan him an HF rig if he didn't.
Oh, no, I have plenty to keep me occupied. It's just that was the newest and the one I've grown the fondest of. But no, I have plenty. I go through a phase, I'll play with one for a while till I learn it fairly well, and then I'll go pick up the other one and play with it for a while and learn it. That's basically how I do it. But no, I've got plenty, so I'm good to go.
KS9WW, I haven't talked to you in a while. Did you get that antenna outside one fixed up with the tree trimming guys?
No, I'm still waiting for the deck people to come and build the deck, and when they do that, that's when I'm gonna try and get the antenna fixed. And maybe if I'm lucky, slink in another one and try and get some modifications done.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I hadn't talked to you in a while. I know you've been busy with everything, so well, wait when you get that new deck done. That'll be good. Well, Mr. N9OKA, I'm gonna try to make it to the tailgate ham fest. I don't know how long I'll be able to go.
That sounds good. Yeah, try and find me in the crowd there if you can. I'll be there.
Yeah, I just like I said, it's the day when my mom is coming back from her vacation, and it's just kind of going to be kind of tough, So, I'm coming up there anyway, and it'll be all right.
Well, if she starts studying now, we might be able to test her by then. Huh? What do you think?
Are you doing tests up there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know either. anticipate Mom's going to be doing any amateur radio tests at this point.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'd keep her busy for a while. What do you think?
Oh, boy. No lap. That's the best way.
Come on there, teacher. You can learn her, can't you?
Yeah, I got all my books. I bought books for each class. And I got them here, and they got a lot of info in them, too. But I don't see that. It's kind of hard just to get Mom to read anything. She's got a couple prayer books she'll pull out and read a little bit, but she can't do that. Not as well as she used to.
Well, I'm glad she can at least read a few prayer books here. Well, yeah, both of my parents are gone. I didn't have to deal with that, so I don't know what you're going through, or I could imagine, I guess.
Well, I'm no spring chicken either, you know. I just turned 68, so, oh boy. Anyways, for instance, the other day, the phone was ringing, and it was my sister, because she calls every day, and Mom didn't want to talk to her. She didn't want to talk. She wouldn't say anything. She wouldn't touch the phone. I said, okay. So I told my sister, I said, look, she don't want to talk. And she said, okay, I'll try to call her back later. So I gave Ma back her phone. She went in her room, and within 30 seconds, she had dialed. We got all her numbers on speed dial. She had hit that button, and she was talking to my sister. You can never tell.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
Hey, buddy, that's all day long, every day. Always something different.
Well, at least you didn't have to tell your sister back. She didn't yell at you over that, huh?
No. I'm glad she's going with my brother for a week. So he's been doing that every month for me. This is the third time. So it's good. Now we'll see what the heck happens. Hey, is this radio sounding okay? Is there any bacon crackling in the background?
Oh, what do you think, Mike? A little bit of hissing, maybe? That's it.
No, it sounds fine to me. I wouldn't worry about it.
Really?
These guys, maybe you heard me on the net, I was talking about the down the road here from me, they're working on those big towers. They're putting another line on there, which is not an electric line. It's some kind of fiber thing for controlling the electric and helping prevent electric lightning strikes, I guess. But they got these giant trucks over there. They got cranes, and this bucket ain't like anything I've ever seen. I think four guys can stand on that platform. It is unbelievable.
I heard you talking. I wonder if they'd do it for an apple pie or not. Have your Mom bake them a pie.
Well, that was my business. My own business was construction and safety management. So I'd be out in the midst of that stuff. But I do not miss not being up in them heights anymore.
Oh, yeah, these guys were up there. I was watching it the other day. They've been doing this for several weeks now. But they had that bucket way up there. They had it attached to the tower so it couldn't move around because it's so tall. And then they had the helicopter guy up there with the cables. And they had two guys sitting on that thing at first. Man, those guys in the copter, I'm sure they get at least minimum wage.
Yeah, subpar minimum. You bet they're millionaires before the job's done.
Yeah, no way I want to get up there.
It's a also used to get some of the iron workers all grouped up with me because they figured most of the safety guys would never climb the iron with them. But, so they do their thing and figured I would just be down there on the ground. The next thing I know, I'd be standing next to them on a beam. So, we ended up working really good together. They taught me a lot, and they respected my my opinions and worked really good within the safety rules. So, and they don't want to get hurt either, so it wasn't hard. But, I learned a lot about that.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's a tough thing to be into. You know, that's a lot. I know you also did some things with that deep tunnel and all that. Did you hear about the Thornton and McCook quarries are both going up? They've had so much rain lately. They're getting up to the top, or one is, I think.
Well, that was the general idea behind it, because that system is a single system and not a split system. Their sanitary as well as their stormwater is combined, and that was what it was designed to do, is collect it all, and then once the rains and everything had stopped, then they would be able to treat and bring everything back through and take care of it. But with some of the excessive rains, it doesn't allow them that ability to keep up with it. So, it's going beyond what they expected.
Oh, yeah, I know they, I'm aware of the deep tunnel and all that, but they use, you know where that Thornton Quarry is over there on 80?
Yeah, that's where I was at most of my time, was that final leg coming through.
Okay, yeah. That thing, I mean, years ago I remember going, driving right there, and I stopped and looked from the top, you know, through that fence. That's a big hole in the ground. That was long before they were using it for the water, but now they're using it for the water too.
Well, they had the fluffer ponds that were out there, you know, they pumped the treated solids out in it and then keep fluffing them over till they dried out, and then they sold that out as fertilizers and such. But the big pond, that was the idea for to catch the runover. But see, the part of that was all done for a number of years and then lay dormant, and they had to go in and take care of all the equipment that was in there that had turned to rust and degraded over its dormant stage. So a lot of that stuff had to be redone.
I'll tell you, I lived in Chicago Heights for a while, and the south side there has a lot of issues with flooding and extra water.
Well, a lot of the early planners hadn't planned on the development that took place and how much expansion and how much wetlands that were displaced because of the expansion, and nature didn't take into consideration that somebody would take away all their natural habitat.
Yeah, that report.
Well, what did you have there?
Well, we used to have there's more water than there is land in LaPorte if you look at an aerial map of it. And a lot of the land was taken, and houses were built on it. And then, I think it was in the 80s, I want to say, or the 70s, we started getting a lot of rain, a lot. And all of a sudden, these ponds and whatnot came back, and the water rose up to where it used to be, and houses were underwater. And they ended up having to call the Army Corps of Engineers to come out and sandbag homes.
Yeah, I have taken a look at maps of LaPorte there, and there is a lot of water around there. Yeah, that's a mess if things start, your house starts getting underwater. That ain't no good.
Well, they not only sandbag, but they also hooked into the Kankakee River, if it wasn't already hooked together, and they started draining the lakes into the Kankakee River, which caused problems down the line for farmers, but that's what they did.
Yeah, all that water's got to go somewhere, you know, and now we're, you know, kind of full up, but then other times, you know, it's kind of, you get dry.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that's come back, but, we had about a half dozen different places around town, at least four anyway that I can think of, that flooded when the rains came and came and came. So it was a mess. Like I said, they drained the lake and brought in the sandbags, lots of them.
Well, I live right here by the Tippecanoe River, and you know, I mean, it could potentially really flood, but that's quite a, you know, it's a mile away.
MI3 Network.
Yeah, I literally drove underwater back then to go to certain places. So, you had to take it slow and look and see where the stripes were in the road so you didn't drive off the road.
Sorry, I heard most of that. I was flapping my lips there saying how this repeater's got a lot of things it says.
Well, I just said that I had to do quite a bit of driving through this high water back in the day, and I had to be careful where I was driving. I had to look for the white stripes in the road, or the stripes, and so I didn't drive off the road.
Yeah, I did that once in a little boat on the Tippecanoe many years ago, me and my buddy Pete. Yeah, the river was kind of high. We shouldn't have went on there, but we ended up in some field. We went way off the channel of the river and ended up in the field. So we had to get back.
I think it was back during that time when I had moved my family to North Carolina. We didn't stay long. When we came back, I seen several different spots like that through Indiana where the cornfields were flooded.
Yeah, I was watching this movie a while ago, but it was about a steamboat that was in the middle of a cornfield and buried under there, and they were doing like an archaeological type dig on it. It was 100 years old or something, but it used to be in that cornfield. There was a lot of water. I think it was the Missouri River. I can't remember now, but it got stranded and it stayed there and got buried by the mud and everything.
You guys are talking about gravel pits and whatnot. I visited Jellystone Campground over in Portage a couple of times, and that was built around a pit, and then it was still see the bottom of that thing. It was clear water in that. And it's, I had five kids. That scared me or worried me about my kids drowning in that thing. So I didn't end up buying there. We bought in Plymouth instead, but yeah, I'll always remember that old, that big pit. I remember years ago before that, I was working at Bethlehem Steel, and I would hear that somebody drowned it in there. They'd go out there with their cases of beer and party all night, and somebody get stupid and get drowned in that thing.
Yeah, well, that's not good. I remember going down to Missouri-Arkansas border there, White River, Taney Como, and all that, and that's all, you know, impoundments, stuff that was made by dams and all that. So there's a lot of real, real steep drop-offs in the water from the shore, you know, because that was all hilly areas. And so you got deep water and like no, you can just, from the shore, you can just basically step in and whoop, there's no bottom right there, you know. So, yeah, I was reading about that Thornton Quarry. That thing is like 450 foot deep.
What are they going to do with that Thornton Quarry there, WW? Are they going to restore it or leave it as is?
No, it's serving the purpose. It's to catch all the overrun water and stuff from the storms and sewage and storm water. It's to hold it so until they can process the water and release it back.
Yeah, I thought it was beyond that.
No, that's to meet federal mandates because they only have a single processing system. If they had separate systems, they could do things different, but that cost municipalities too much to run two separate systems.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers open that I'm done with the flooding in my basement that I had 20 years ago. When I get 3 foot of water in my basement, we had a retention pond across the street. It was all screwed up. It wasn't really hooked to anything. It'd fill up and overflow, and the ground level would come up and everything else. Well, they bought land over to the west of there, and a lot of land, and they pumped that pond across the street from my house over to that big one, so I don't get high water levels around my property anymore. But that was a mess for a while here with a flooded basement and having to run two sump pumps in the basement to keep up with all the water coming in. N9OKA 89GY,
that sounds like no fun at all.
Well, if I flood, I'm in trouble because I don't have a basement and everything on the ground floor. So if it comes to that, I'll probably be stressing to the max and assuming room temperature anyway, so I'm not going to worry about it.
I thank God I haven't messed with, I've got 200 foot of flexible drain pipe under my deck, and I got two sump pumps in a 3 foot pit in the basement, and I've had to go out there and hook all that together, dodging lightning strikes in the middle of a thunderstorm, because my pit was full and ready to run overflow. But I haven't had to do that in years now, thank God.
Well, look what happened in California. They were all real, real, real dry, and then I think they got filled up again.
I haven't heard no more. I did hear about them in neighboring states fighting for
water. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't too many years ago all this was happening. You know, just a few. And, yeah, they were drought, and then finally they got all filled up. All the reservoirs got all filled up.
If they ever got a different government, I wouldn't mind going to California and take a look around, but the way it is now, I'd never go there.
Politics and religion, two subjects, bad. The only thing I got to say about religion is the Pope is from Chicago and he likes pizza. Hello.
And deep dish versus regular, huh?
I want to know where this whole thing about tavern cut came from. When I had pizza as a kid living in Chicago, the pizza was always cut in squares.
That's what I remember. What kind of cut are you talking about?
They're calling it tavern cut now. Tavern cut. Never heard of such a thing.
Somebody's trying to start a band so they can bring more business in, probably. But, I never heard of that.
It's been for a while now.
N9OKA, and you're listening to the mic net.
I'd like to check into the mic net.
Yeah, we gotta try and find some more mics out here, or christen a mic, or do something. Build this net up, huh?
I think Michael is still a very popular name with new babies.
Well, I named my old son Michael, but he don't want nothing to do with radio.
Well, everybody likes something different. You never can tell.
Yeah, I had two girls, three boys. None of them are interested in radio.
Well, I remember me and my dad, we used to play with the model airplanes, you know, on the radio control. We were in a club together. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, my dad, he didn't hardly do anything but work and sleep. I will say that once we got into our teen years, we spent a lot of weekends camping. That's what he liked to do.
Yeah, as a kid, I remember probably from when I was about 10, we started going on family vacation, 2 weeks in the summer, and we'd go up to Wisconsin and rent a cottage on a lake.
Our family vacation for 2 weeks was up to Yellowstone, and we tent camped most of the way, except when we came home. We went from the Tetons to the Rockies, and there was a change in elevation, and we all got sick, so Dad had to rent a cabin for the night. Other than that, we always tent camped. When we became teenagers and Dad wanted to go camping, we were all in tents.
Yeah, I did plenty of tent camping, too. I remember going with Mom and her girlfriend in the late 60s, and all the kids, we all went. Devil's Lake, Wisconsin, campground. That was pretty cool.
I do like the Dells in Wisconsin. I didn't camp there. I stayed in, they had water parks with hotels. That's where I stayed, but get off the beaten track and get on the Wisconsin River and see the scenery. Man, that was awesome.
Yeah, they got a lot of those sandstone cliffs, and you can see where the water erodes away and all that. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I believe that Devil's Lake is right up by the Dells there.
Yeah, they had trees growing horizontal out them cliffs there.
When Mom had her motel up in, right near the Wisconsin-Minnesota border, there was the St. Croix River. You could go on there and you could see old drawings from Native Americans. It is pretty cool.
I'm surprised you didn't go back to Wisconsin.
No, it's nice too. There's a lot of cold up north there, and a lot of bears. I guess now they're having problems with wolves up there because they're coming back so good that they're a problem for farmers and ranchers.
Oh boy. Well, there are a lot of people that side with the wolves. Don't shoot them.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about all that. I mean, it's good that they're back, but you can't let them just, there's too many. Then they're gonna find, they gotta find something to eat.
Yeah, well, the ones that live around there are concerned about the neighborhood kids, but the others are raising a stink over wiping the numbers down or out or whatever.
Well, this country and a lot of the world, too, is not just the wilderness anymore. You know, there's a lot of people now.
I've kind of sort of been thinking about that since it's our 250th anniversary now. I don't know if we'll ever go back to the way things used to be.
When you say the way things used to be, what do you mean?
YouTube video showing you can't walk down a hallway or a street without getting mugged. And no matter how old you are.
Yeah, it sure is a lot of mayhem anymore.
Everybody used to be armed. It's getting that way anymore now.
Well, I like to listen to AM radio from Chicago in the morning and stuff, and you hear about the teen takeovers. Kids get organized with, internet and whatever, and then they get hundreds of people, and they block off some streets. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, man. I used to listen to WLS all the time, talk radio. Listened to it as a kid, that's where I heard my rock and roll at, but after Rush died, I really don't listen to AM radio that much anymore. But they're taking over streets now, huh?
They're calling it teen takeovers. You know, and it made me think of old man Daley, the mayor, the old Daley. He would have just got the fire trucks out there with the hoses and hose everybody down, wash them away.
Oh man, that's what I wanted to see with this, these protesters against, whatever. there's other protesting, I don't know if it's still going on or not against the government, but I'd love to see that with some of them.
Yeah, that was famous from old man Daley in Chicago during the Democratic Conventions, 1968. So that was, they were hosing people with the fire hoses. They didn't like the garden hose.
Yeah, if my Matt is right. I was 16 when that happened, and that's all the channels we really had on TV was out of Chicago. So, I remember that.
Yeah, but like I said, it does seem like there's a lot of mayhem nowadays. Everybody's in a hurry, more so.
Well, being a senior citizen, I do wonder if I ought to pack a pistol with me or not. Haven't any problems yet.
I always try to be aware of your surroundings. Something, you know?
Oh, man. That's it, but what if they close in on you? I agree with beware of your surroundings. But what happens if your surroundings change or not? Give us some advice there, WW.
Well, most guns don't have enough ammo for the inexperienced and uneducated to worry about. So if you're not going to be able to think your way out of it in the first place, you sure as hell can't shoot your way out of it. Most people don't want to hear it, but a gun's only as good as you are for leaving it in the holster and talking your way back.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Well, I have no problem with that either, if you can talk to them. I don't have a problem, though. I don't even know why I'm talking this noise. But, supposedly, from what my kids tell me, the neighborhood I live in isn't very good. So, I don't know.
So, let me give you a little bit of insight. I did 30-plus years in law enforcement. I worked in Chicago. I worked with the Marshals. I worked in Northwest Indiana, and I've been through some of the worst neighborhoods and some of the best. And all of the different calls and situations I found myself in, I never once had to draw my gun, and I never once had to discharge it. So you find out real quick how much a level head, a calm demeanor, and common sense will do you in a situation that's starting to get out of hand.
Did you at least have to show it? Show your handgun? Or was it visible?
If you have to show it, you've already lost. It's the Andy Taylor kind of thing. You walk in, it's your presence. If you don't demand the respect that comes with the badge, you've already lost.
I hear that. Well, so far so good over here in the big city, huh?
CNN Network.
I do enjoy wine at my front door, though, and I do have shotguns.
You gotta remember, also, once you pull the trigger, your life has changed forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've read several stories in the paper locally around here over that situation, but, they'll be coming in my house in the middle of the night, you know what I mean?
Well, I know anything can happen anywhere, but I also know that I don't want to go back and live in any big city anymore.
Well, that's what brought me up to that, thinking about our 250th birthday and where we're at today. In the YouTube videos I watch, man, a lot of them victims that get stomped, man, they're never the same again. Brain damage or some kind of damage done.
Yeah, try to keep a, you know, a positive outlook. But sometimes, you know, there's so much monkey business going on, it just drives you nuts. But you got to stop. Can't let it run your life.
Yeah, WW, I hope I never go down that road. I agree with what you're saying.
KF9WW. I'm not saying that there's never going to be or there isn't a necessity. I'm just saying that most of the time, if you have to draw, it's already lost. And if you can't use your God-given common sense between the two of your ears to think about what you're walking into or walking out of, it's better to retreat than it is to advance when it comes to that. If you're protecting yourself and your family, you got to think about what's going to happen after that trigger gets pulled. So, now you got to make up your own mind. You got to know where you stand, what you're capable of, and what you're willing to give up, because it's going to take something from you.
Well, that's a very distinct noise when you chamber a shotgun shell. People know that sound. I'm hoping that so I don't have to go any further than that.
Okay, I officially think we should change from the mightiness to the heaviness club. Hello.
At least change the subject anyway. That's a shame, though. It's a shame. We're 250 years old in our country. I wish better for it. We'll see what happens from here on forward.
Well, in the history of the world, 250 years is not really all that long.
That's true, too, yep.
Just think back how many years ago we were all born, you know. Back then it was not 250, it was 180, 170.
I think about my grandparents. My one grandma was born in the 1890s. She sure seen a lot before she passed away. I'm trying to think how old she was when she passed away, her 80s or 90s.
Yeah, my great-grandma on my dad's side, she lived to be 98, and she died in 1975. And she saw all that, everything from horse and wagon up to jet airplanes, even rockets to the moon.
Yeah, my dad's mom, she's the one I'm talking about. She grew up in Rolla, Missouri, and she remembered horse and wagon and dirt roads and that.
Well, I'm old enough as a kid, I remember the truck that would come around with the ice. You know, it had a big chunk of ice.
We had guys come around bringing milk to the house, but never ice.
No, I remember seeing the ice truck, and then, yeah, everybody got milk delivered back then. You know, they used to have diaper delivery, too.
Well, yeah. One of my first big arguments with my wife was over that. She wanted Pampers, I wanted cloth diapers. Next thing I know, her mom's in the argument, she was calling me tight or stingy or whatever, and she said, if you won't buy them, I will, and I told her I can take care of my own family, which that's what she wants, that's what she'll get. I ended up having to buy two boxes of Pampers every week, a newborn and daytime.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard nowadays anyway to think about
washing and cleaning a whole bunch of cloth diapers.
Well, that's what I remember my mom doing. She always had a pail in the bathroom for dirty diapers. There were six of us kids, and we didn't get Pampers. They didn't make them. You're probably right with that. Probably didn't. I had one sister born in the 60s, but the rest of us are all child of the 50s.
I got dogs howling out back here. Oh, boy.
What'd you see?
I can hear dogs howling from both sides, so it's probably more than likely raccoon, cat, possum, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, well.
And then one dog starts howling, you know, and then down the road a half a mile, the other dog hears it, and they start howling.
I'm trying to get my dog to do that, and he won't. I put up some dog barking on YouTube videos, and he just lays there. I've had a couple on TV where the dogs start barking, and he'll just lay there.
I'll tell you, it was pretty funny. When I was a kid, learning how to play the guitar, you know, of course I wanted to play rock, and, you know, you had to bend the strings a little bit, you know, and I'll never forget when I was learning how to do that stuff. One dog would sit there, one of our dogs would sit there, and all of a sudden she'd tilt her head back and,
there's always going to be a critic, huh?
That bent string, you know, on my guitar there, when I did that, just rubbed her the wrong way, and it was time to howl. I think I'm going to shut it down.
Well, you kind of read my mind. My stomach's growling.
No, I ate quite a bit. Me and Mom had, I made some rice, and then I made a whole bunch of different vegetables, garlic, onions, carrots, celery, and put that in the frying pan and kind of got them sizzled up a little bit and mixed it all together. We had a lot.
Well, don't do that all the time or else they have beans. Beans and rice is what you need for a complete diet.
Yeah, I like making soup too. Lentils and beans, there's a lot of good stuff.
I remember one time I was studying on that when I lost 50 pounds. Read an article about some scientists or archaeologists, I don't know what in the world they were, doctors of some kind. They went to these Asian countries where they live on rice, trying to figure out why the normal lifespan of the people was in their 50s, and they all they were eating was rice, and they had them include beans, and they started living longer then.
Yeah, there's a lot of good food out there, and it's good to have a little of this, a little of that, not too much of any one thing, I think.
Well, there's a lot of protein in beans. They were talking kidney or red beans. But, yeah, Mike and Mike, I think I am going to get out here and go buy me something to eat.
Okay. Mike Sr. is officially closing the Mike Net. 7-3s.
See you guys. 89GY. You have a good one.
7-3s, yep, this concludes the Mike Net this evening, N9OKA, Okay, I'm 9WWM 89GY73s, N9OKA, I'm clear.